Judges chapter 5. Then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, sang on that day, saying, When the leaders took the lead in Israel, when the people willingly volunteered, praise the Lord. Listen, O kings, give ear, O rulers. I will sing to the Lord, I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel. O Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the field of Edom, the earth trembled, the heavens rained hard. Yes, the clouds poured down water. The mountains quaked at the presence of the Lord, the one of Sinai, before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anat, in the days of Ya'el, the main highways were abandoned, and the travelers snuck around on side paths. The villagers were scarce in Israel. They waned until I, Deborah, arose, a mother in Israel. When they chose new gods, then war erupted in the town gates. Yet was there a shield or spear found among 40,000 in Israel? My heart went out to the commanders of Israel, who offered themselves willingly for war. Praise the Lord. Tell of it, you who ride on royal white donkeys, you who sit on flashy saddlebags, and you who walk down the road. Listen to the sound of the musicians at places for drawing water. There they rehearsed the righteous triumphs of the Lord, the righteous victories of his warriors in Israel. Then the people of the Lord went down to the town gates. Wake up, Deborah. Wake up, and sing a song. Arise, Barak, and lead away your captives, O son of Abinoam. Then the survivors came down to the nobles, and the people of the Lord came down to me as warriors. From Ephraim they came down, whose root was in Amalek. They followed you, Benjamin, with your soldiers. From Machir leaders came down. From Zebulun they who carry the commander's staff. The leaders of Issachar were with Deborah. Issachar was with Barak. Into the valley they rushed on his heels. Among the clans of Reuben there was deep heart-searching. Why did you stay among the sheepfolds, to listen to the shepherds piping for the flocks? Among the clans of Reuben there was deep heart-searching. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan. And Dan, why did he remain with the ships? Asher sat still at the coast of the sea, staying by his harbors. Zebulun is a people that risks their lives to death, as did Naphtali on the heights of the battlefield. Kings came and fought. Then the kings of Canaan fought. At Taanach, by the waters of Megiddo, yet they carried off no silver plunder. From heaven the stars fought. From their heavenly paths they fought against Sisera. The river Kishon swept them away, that ancient river, the river Kishon. March on, my soul, with strength. Then the horses' hooves stomped, galloping, galloping, on Sisera's mighty war horses. Curse Meroz, cried the angel of the Lord, curse bitterly its inhabitants, because they did not come to help the Lord, to help the Lord against the mighty. Blessed above women be Ya'el, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Blessed may she be above women in the tent. He asked her for water, and she gave him milk. She brought him curds in a bowl fit for a prince. She put her hand to the tent peg, her right hand to the workman's hammer. And with the hammer she struck Sisera, she smashed his head. Yes, she pierced and drove it through his temples. At her feet he sank, he fell, he lay limp. Between her feet he sank, he fell. Where he bowed, there he fell down dead. Through the window she looked out and cried. The mother of Sisera cried out through the lattice. Why is his chariot so long in coming home? Why are the hoofbeats of his chariots delayed? Her wise women answered. Yes, she answers herself. They must be splitting up the spoil, a woman or two for every man. Sisera is seizing spoil of colorful garments, spoil of colorful embroidered garments, of dyed garments embroidered on both sides, spoil for the neck of those plundering. So may all your enemies perish, O Lord, but let them who love you be like the sun when it rises with all its might. The land had rest 40 years.